A new threat rises in Pakistan. Doors are open in Sri Lanka. And how important are Christian resources to spiritual growth? We've got an answer to that question next on Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Terrorists aren't the only ones threatening Christians in Pakistan. Bruce Allen of Forgotten Missionaries International.
Mainstream residents, as well as the police, are taking an attitude against Christians that is full of animosity and hostility.
A 14-year-old Christian boy died near the end of last week after being set on fire by local Muslims. A few days ago, police killed a Christian man for unknown reasons.
Police had come and arrested him, tortured him, and they were taking him away. Eyewitnesses say that police pushed him off a bridge.
Nevertheless, indigenous believers want to keep sharing Christ's love with their neighbors. Will you help them?
They're ready to hit the ground running in ministry. They just need their brothers and sisters around the world praying for them, empowering them with financial gifts.
We'll connect you at our website, missionnews.org. Next, we've kept you updated on the increasing violence against Christians in India. Citing the recent beating of two pastors of a house church, Voice of the Martyrs says Hindu radicals have felt more freedom to attack Christians over the last year. But Hindu radicals aren't the only ones posing a threat. In another part of India, a Christian man was beaten by a group of Muslims who threatened him until he paid a hefty fine. Pray for strength and encouragement for Christians in India. This is Mission Network News. For years, Christians faced persecution in Sri Lanka, but after the inauguration of a new president, peace is growing, opening doors so Christian workers can spread the gospel. Christian Aid Mission reports less than 1% of villages have a witness for Christ. They want to change that by bringing in 3 more Christian workers. With your help in supporting them, they could spread the truth to new areas. Find details at our website. Meanwhile, the Pokot are a deeply spiritual tribe in northwestern Kenya, and this was before they were introduced to God's Word. MNN's Ruth Kramer shares the picture today.
World Vision's Greg Kelly says a treasure, a solar-powered audio Bible planted a few years ago, grew into a church with 70 people. And while that's good news, they're now facing the worst drought conditions in 3 decades. Bad news for farmers and herders.
Not only the drought conditions, but also the neighboring people groups. There's a lot of battling back and forth and raiding. It's like the wild, wild west where people are taking property and they're taking animals from one another. And unfortunately, there's fatalities involved in many of those instances.
But hope changes things. $50 gets a treasure there. Help is also there, but it's a front line.
Please pray for the Pokot people of northern Kenya, that the gospel would get entrenched here, that there would be revival in the land, and there would be peace among the neighboring people groups.
Links are at our website. Ruth Kramer, Mission Network News.
And old Bibles and books typically sit on your bookshelves collecting dust. What if they could literally transform the life of a pastor or an entire church? Well, it can happen when you donate them to Christian Resources International. CRI's Jason Wolford.
In the last 60 years, we've encouraged people around the United States to send us their extra Bibles and Christian books sitting on their shelves, and then we have taken those and sent $272 million worth of donated Bibles and Christian books to over 170 nations.
People in many of these nations can purchase them, but Wolford says
people don't have the money to even buy Bibles, even if they are there. And so for them to be able to get a Bible or a Christian book and look at the back of it and see that when that book was new, it was $50 or $60, and that's at half of their income for the month. They're so blessed.
If you can't send Bibles, help ship them. $20 will send 20. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association is making available a free book called Much Prayer, Much Power by Peter Danica Sr. He's the founder of the ministry. It's a testimony to the powerful reality of prayer, which we hope will encourage you in your prayer life. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.